All right, hey, welcome to HIT. This is Chris Ciccinelli. We're talking everything high-intensity tactics for growth. And today we're talking about one of the most important things in business today, and that is, where are you marketing to your customers? What are you giving to your customers on a daily basis, right? How are you engaging with them? How are you listening to them? How are you being able to show them what the brand is that they're actually buying? And I think that's one of the most important things. And what I'm about ready to talk about is this. I want to talk about how you take the top five tips on how do you master this whole thing people are calling social media. How are you as an entrepreneur, business owner, not on social media today? That's the question I ask a lot of people, because there are some people that are leading organizations or doing different work. If it might be in the service industry, if it might be in the going out there construction industry, whatever, and they're not on social media. Some people are like, oh, I don't want to do that whole social media thing. I don't want people to see what I'm eating for lunch. I don't care what they're eating for dinner. Listen, I'm telling you right now, you know, I was the same way. I was the same person that sat back and said, you know, I don't want to do this social media. I'm a CEO of an organization. I don't want to do this. You know, every time I turn on a social media platform, it's somebody talking, doing a live, doing some sort of, you know, telling me what they're eating, you know, documenting their lives. So I'm like, why do I need to even remotely do this? Well, because here's what I'll tell you. Social media is like the TV of the past. Social media is like HBO on the weekends, right? When we were kids, we got around to watch HBO, couldn't wait for that movie to come out. And, you know, that's what it is. Right now, social media is where people live. That's where they communicate. And that's where they're looking to see, are they going to invest with your brand? Are they going to, you know, decide that they're going to interact with your brand? And that's the most important thing. So today, I want to make sure that I talk to you a little bit about this, because as people are sitting here thinking about, hey, when's the right time to start a social media presence? You know, I have a social media page, but it's really a lot of stuff about my personality. I spend time with my kids. I love cats. I also do crocheting on the side. Well, great. Those are all fantastic. And if you've done that on your Facebook page, wonderful. I applaud you. But have you thought about what you're going to do if you are thinking about growing a business today? Unless you're crocheting, unless you're doing some sort of veterinarian care for cats, I don't think anybody really cares. I think what they want to see is, how are you going to go out there and how are you going to build your business on Instagram, on Facebook? And here's five tips that I want to make sure. Number one is this, is that you've got to make a commitment to this thing, man. It is not easy at all. You know, I have a team of people that I'm very fortunate, because I already had started my career way before social media had come out. I didn't even have a MySpace page or anything else like that. I really didn't care. I was back in that time frame where people were talking about MySpace and all the other stuff. But I remember when my team came to me and said, listen, you got to get on this whole social media platform, this whole thing, Facebook. And I'm like, why? You know what? And I delayed. I held my feet to the, you know, down. I'm not going to do this. And finally, you know what? I said, you know what? This is an area where I got to be able to communicate. I got to talk to my consultants, which basically are my consumers, right? They are the people that I'm working with on a daily basis. Just like when I talk to leaders today, that's where they communicate with their teams and how they communicate with their customers. So again, you know, the one thing that I've learned about this whole thing is it takes commitment. You've got to be committed to this. I went back and forth. I've decided, you know, yes, I'm going to do it this week. And then I do it for a couple weeks and then I stop. And then I do it for a month and then I stop. I do it for a couple days because I'm on the road and I take a bunch of great pictures. I take a bunch of great little sound bites and videos, and then I stop. The one thing that we're finding out that is really true to build the algorithm to see what's going on is that you really need to take an 8 months to a year. This allows you to figure out a couple things. It allows you to figure out, hey, how you need to interact with your audience. Who is your audience? How do you start streaming to them? Are they coming to want to be engaged with you? And what I say is that people are looking for consistent people online. And I didn't understand that when I first got into doing the whole social media game. And I would consider myself kind of this binge social media person. Like I said, I'd do it when I was on vacation. I'd do it when I was with the kids, or I'd do it when I was on a soccer trip, or, you know, whatever it might be with my family. And what I found is this, I was not building any loyalty. I was not building any followers. I was not building, you know, engagement. I might have had people that liked my page, but people were not going through and interacting with my posts. They weren't interacting and liking my stuff because I wasn't doing it on a more frequent basis. Now, that's where how I operate today, because I understand the power of social media, the power of being able to go out there and utilize that for my business and my brand, which is hugely important. So again, social media, if you're going to do this, right, number one is making sure you're making that commitment. It will take 8 months to a year to build this for you to understand your audience. The other thing too is this, you got to be able to show off your personality. You know, nobody on social media, you know, wants anybody that's vanilla. They want you to pick a side. They want to see the real, true, authentic you. And I think that sometimes so many people are hiding today is, you know, this they feel like they have to be a certain way on social media. They got to be polished. I got to be refined. I got to be whatever. I mean, shit, you guys listen to me on this. I am not polished. I am not refined. I am the opposite of all of those, you know, but I want to make sure that people understand you don't have to be something you're not. I tried that for a little bit of time in my beginning of my career. And you know what? It wasn't fun. You know what's being fun is just being authentic, being true to you and showing off your own personality, because that's what's going to gravitate. Like likes like finds like. And somebody is going to like your personality. That's going to be an audience. They're going to be engaged with you. They're going to want to see what you're doing. They're going to see what your brand is all about. They're going to want to interact with you. So you got to make sure you're showing that personality off. The other thing too is you got to listen to your customers, then promote your products, okay? You're going to have a bunch of stuff that you're going to want to sell to people. Or you're going to have a bunch of different stuff that you're going to want people to be able to buy from you. And what I've learned is this, is I love to be able to talk to people, give them advice, give them information, give them the different things that have happened to me. How can I help them with their business? I think that most people are constantly selling and not listening to their customers. Listen, because I think a lot of people will tell you how I come up with a lot of concepts for HIT is listening to, you know, what people write back to me or what they say about the product or what they like about it. You know, if I'm on the road and you know, I'm listening to my consultants about what they constantly want to be from getting trained on, what trips do they want to take, what contests do they want to run. Same thing with social media. You got to listen to what your customers want. And that is very, very important. Instead of just always promoting something, always promoting a sale, always promoting a product. Also, listen to yourself. You have a good gut. You know, that's one thing I will say is that most people have a good gut. They have good intuition. And I say sometimes you got to go with it. You got to be able to just kind of operate with that. And the fourth thing is this. Success follows passion. I'm on almost my 80th episode here on HIT, you know, and it's crazy because you get in this cadence, you get in this kind of systematic, you know, commitment that you do. And, you know, doing this and setting out to do this, I think we're almost at a year. I can't remember how many we're at, almost a year, I think, coming up pretty soon. We might have to have a big, huge birthday around that. But, you know, people come to me all the time and like, man, I love your podcast. I listen to it all the time. It's quick. It's give me the information that I need. But the one thing I always take is, man, you're so passionate about giving information on building business, on giving passionate information on what people should do from a mindset and how to overcome objections and ultimately talking about your child and talking about transgender youth and all the things that are happening. Well, guess what? You know what? We continue to keep moving up on the charts. We continue to keep moving up on this stuff because we are following the passion here. I'm passionate about giving information to many people. You might be passionate about going and teaching people how to use a drone. You might be passionate about photography. You might be passionate about deep sea diving. You might be passionate about whatever it might be, sailing, boating, fishing, whatever it might be. Find the thing that you're the most passionate about and people will follow you. I promise you that. I love to be able to give entrepreneurs business advice, and that's what I stick to. And the fifth thing, and the most important thing, is don't be afraid of failing in this, okay? Social media as a brand is going to be important. Everybody thinks you have to have these creative, you know, unbelievable ideas. And what I'll tell you is that's all bullshit. I've had so many people in the past that have, you know, come to me with all these mapped out plans and this is what you should do, Chris, and you should take a picture of your kids this week as you're going to breakfast with them and you're having pancakes. Dude, if I have to have that scheduled out, I'm not being authentic and I'm not being true to who I am. I don't do that shit to begin with, and nor do I want to be told to do it. And people would know if they would be like, man, that all that stuff looks so curated. It looks so proper. A lot of people think that they have to have somebody build this unbelievable plan for them out. That is the absolute untrue piece of social media. You don't need this full-blown plan out. What you need to do is you need to be passionate about what you do. You need to listen to your customers. You need to show off your personality, and you have to give yourself that time frame to be able to go out there and do it. Give yourself the 8 to 12 months to go out there and build an unbelievable social media presence for you and for your business. That's what you need to do. Commit to it. Show off your personality. Listen to your customers. Follow your freaking passion, and don't be afraid to do it. I'm telling you, that's all we've done here. That's all we continue to do. That's what I teach tens of thousands of people to how to run their business each and every time. This is HIT, High Intensity Tactics. Remember, you're living life by design, not by default. Have a great day, everybody.